point.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband, Ian Cameron, used to be an executive producer at ABC News.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming out.
In the middle of everything, her BlackBerry went off, and so did she, to confer with Secretary of State Kerry, calling from Abu Dhabi.
And you're never not working. I mean, you always have your BlackBerry, and you have to be accessible. Even if the phone doesn't ring, you better be checking your email from time to time.
Ian, you actually have stopped working.
To
take care of the kids.
Yeah. Well, we were in a situation, you know, financially, that one of us could step out of the working world.
Rice, 49, grew up in the nation's capital on Embassy Row.
D.C. girl, through and through, born and raised.
Her father was a governor of the Federal Reserve Board, her mother a leading figure in education policy, and Rice herself had a distinguished academic career, Stanford and Rhodes Scholar.
There were those who wanted to suggest, as I was growing up, that any success I might have had was because of affirmative action. And that didn't sit well with me. And so
that must have hurt.
Well, I resented it. I don't know if it hurt, because I didn't think it was true.